Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and all this week, we are leading up to Veterans Day on Friday, hearing from Tower School kids and their essays, and Kelly Frank joining us once again. And Kelly, we're at Wednesday now, and it looks like these kids are very well prepared with their essays and did a great job of writing.
They are so well prepared. Today we've got a superstar, Lucas Sean, reading about a local veteran that many of you will know. I'll let him introduce in just a moment. Lucas is one of those kids that you see on the sports fields and you think, wow, he's an athlete. But then you read his papers and realize, this boy's the whole package. I am so proud of our speaker today, this Wednesday afternoon, and I think you'll really love his tribute to our hometown hero.
Lucas, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, are you ready to go?
Yes.
We're ready to hear.
Good afternoon, WKJC listeners. We had six astonishing veterans come to our school, but one stood out to me. His name was Mr. David O'Pair. He had a great story. Mr. O'Pair was in the U.S. Air Force for 21 years. Wow. This hero went to the great state of Texas for basic training. He was so good at what he did, he got to teach people that didn't speak a word of English while he didn't speak any different languages. This patriot said that that was pretty fun and a new adventure. Mr. O'Pair was in the charge of a maintenance on a jumbo plane called the Galaxy C-5. Later, his job was to give gas to other planes while in the air from his airplane. I thought that was crazy. I didn't know they did that kind of stuff in the air. After the tragedy in Jamestown, Africa in 1978, it was the duty of this hometown hero to process the deceased for transport. All those bodies were flown over to the U.S. through his military base. This must have been a tough thing to go through, but he was a strong soldier, and he got through it. Mr. O'Pair mentioned that Jamestown still haunts him to this day. On a lighter note, in the Air Force, he played for a softball team. You had to try out, and if you didn't make the team, you went back to your normal duties. Luckily, he was a good player. He got to play softball with all of his buddies for a handful of years. He told us that was fun. More important than anything else, this brave soldier was chosen over 80,000 other candidates for an award in aircraft mechanics. Isn't that amazing? I was amazed by all the adventures that Mr. O'Pair had during his time in the Air Force. I would like to thank him and all the veterans who have served our country. Have a good rest of your afternoon, WKJC listeners. Thank you for listening.
Well, thank you, Lucas. Nice job. And as I was mentioning off the air, Dave O'Pair used to work here too. So nice to hear a veteran being honored that we all know so well. Thank you very much. Lucas did a nice job, Kelly, and we still have two more to go. And you know what? As I mentioned at the top of the interview, they have really done their homework and done a nice job on these.
Thank you very much. Great job, kids. Great job, Lucas.
That's right. Two more to go. And again, don't forget, you can hear all the interviews also as they become available at our website. We podcast them at WKJC.com.